Well, we're gonna take a few minutes here and gonna talk about the Sermon on the Mount. We are in season three, a lot of episodes, and if you haven't been around and you want to catch up, just go to our Facebook page or our YouTube page or our website. You can catch all of it. The Sermon on the Mount, we have been looking at, it'll be again next week, this idea of judging prophets or false prophets, false teachers, and the teachings. So is what we've been talking about. And again, we're not going to get through it today. I got so much to say. I actually cut it down in half, not knowing we had a missionary, and I'm going to have to cut that in half. So it may be two more weeks, but at least part one today, part two next week. Let's stand together. I'm going to talk real fast. Let's stand together. Let's read this passage of Scripture out loud. We'll pray, and we'll jump into what I can get through in about 12 minutes. So, okay, let's read this out loud together. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruits, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit. A bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So, every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. Father, speak to our hearts today. Speak loudly the things you want to speak loudly. Speak clearly the things you want to speak clearly. We want you to continue to do your work inside of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sorry for messing up on the reading. You know, if you do much public speaking, or, you know, for me, pastor, but public speaking, one of the things you may not, if you don't do much, you may not be aware of, is while you're talking, you have a whole other thing going on in your head. And so I was trying to read it out loud, and I got this whole other thing going on in my head at the same time. So it's one of the weird things about public speaking. You know, a few weeks ago, we looked at the passage at the start of chapter 7, where Jesus said, don't judge. And because he goes through this whole line about don't judge. It's one of the most famous things that people say about Christianity is don't judge, don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. Doesn't the Bible say don't judge? You shouldn't be judging, because the Bible says don't judge. And which Jesus does say, don't judge. And so we talked about the idea of don't judge, don't condemn. Take the log out of your own eye instead of worrying about the speck in your neighbor's eye. We talked about you'll be judged by the same criteria or the same measure that you'll judge others. We talked about show mercy, 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 forgive, 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 let go of grudges. Those are all the kinds of things we talked about. And in that line, we have this silly saying we've said for years around with our kids. When their kids were home, they're all, you know, adults now, but when they were home, is, you know, one of them would tattle on the other one. One would say, Mom, you know, like Amy would say, Mom, Nathan took two cookies, you know, kind of thing. And then it would start this little squabble about, you know, the cookies taken and all that stuff. And we had this little silly thing. I would, you know, get the kids and I'd say, to Amy, let's just say, because she's tattling on Nathan, I would say, with a silly voice, I would say, and who made you the cookie sheriff of the house anyway? And the kids would laugh. But the point was made. That's what Jesus was talking about there. And now what we're looking at is Jesus says, you better put your sheriff hat on. You better put your sheriff hat on. Because he's talking about judging false prophets, false teachers, and false teachings. Last week, when we were talking about the whole judging thing, you know, it's interesting that previously, when you judged, it was disobedience. Is that everybody with me? So when it said, don't judge, don't condemn, forgive, show mercy, all that kind of stuff, the obedient thing to do was to not judge. In what Jesus is teaching, you know, teaching in the verses we read today, we'll read again next week, he's saying obedience is to judge, and disobedience is to not judge. It's a twist of the two, because one was disobedience was judging, and not judging was obedience. Now it's judging is the obedient thing to do, and not judging is the disobedient thing to do. Is everybody with me? So that's what Jesus is talking about. So he's actually saying, you better judge. And last week we looked at judging teaching, and I provided a study sheet. If you didn't, you weren't here, but you want it, let me know. I'll send it to you. But it was about what are the things you look for when you're trying to figure out if a teacher is teaching the wrong things. What would be the things you would look at, get an indicator of? Today and next week, we're going to talk not about judging people's spiritual leaders, and that's the term I'm going to use, spiritual leader. It could be prophets, it could be, teachers, it could be all kinds of things, but I'm going to use the term spiritual leader. And what do you do about judging, not the teaching, but judging them and their character? And again, that is not something we as Americans like to hear. Because we have caught on to the line, don't judge, which is the obedient thing when we're talking about judging people in our personal lives and, characteristics and all those kinds of things. But what Jesus is talking about now is you better be judging people's, the spiritual leaders, you better be judging some things about their life. Everybody with me? Okay, that's what Jesus says. And to not do that would be disobedient. The obedient thing to be would be to judge. It's just like, and he uses this illustration of a fruit. And it's like, I don't know, you do it, I do it. If you happen to go shopping and my wife tells me to pick up, bananas or whatever. I mean, you look through the bananas. You're looking for bananas that aren't brown. They don't got all bruised and the whole thing. You're just looking through the fruit. And I don't know if you do this, but I do. It's not uncommon for me. Let's say I'm a Winco and I'm looking and there's just like a rotten orange in the middle of the oranges or the potatoes. I don't know what you do. You're like, you walk down the aisle. I take the thing out. There you go. Gloria, you and I, we're partners here, buddy, okay? She takes it out. I take it out. Because what do we know? We know a fuzzy orange in a bunch of oranges. Pretty soon, what do you have? A whole bunch of fuzzy oranges. And it's weird. I pick up trash. I picked up trash yesterday at the cemetery when I was walking to a gravesite. I pick up trash on it. I'm weird, okay? I'm weird. And one of the ways I'm weird is with fruit. Is I will pull it out and I will, because I don't want it to be in the group, okay? And that's basically what Jesus is saying. He's talking about this rotten fruit because rotten fruit spreads. The problem is rotten fruit rots all the fruit around it. So, some of you may be aware of this, some of you may not. And I'm going to say some things that probably are going to bother some of you if you come back next week. Today, it's you're here, so it's like it's just going to bother you. But next week, this last year in 2024, in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area, 14 pastors of mega churches were removed or quit ministry because of corruption. Because of sexual immorality or financial impropriety or the abuse of power. 14 pastors we're not talking about our church. Our church is a tiny church. We're talking mega churches. Mega churches are churches over 2,000. One of these churches has 50,000 people on a weekend. We're talking 200,000, 250,000. So you got 250,000 people following these spiritual leaders who their fruit is bad. Everybody with me? And again, it's not something we like to hear, but it is the world we're living in. Steve Bateman says this, it'll be up on your screen. He says, go ahead and throw that slide up. Are you with me? There we go. Another high-profile pastor resigns in disgrace. For love of power or a fleeting season of forbidden pleasure, he forfeits his hard-earned reputation, his position of authority, and perhaps even his marriage. But the greatest tragedy is that he stains Christ's reputation on earth, giving skeptics what they think is a good reason to continue their rebellion against the King of Kings. Shortly after I moved to the island, we joined Kiwanis, someone from neighborhood told me, you know, when you go to that community to you know, be in that church, find a community group you can get involved in. So I went and joined Kiwanis. And in Kiwanis, they introduced me. The first time I was at a Kiwanis meeting, somebody introduced me. Jim, you were probably there. But they introduced me, and they said, oh, this is the new Assembly of God pastor on South Whidbey. And someone in the group, I have no idea who it is, but someone in the group said, oh, you're one of those Jimmy Swagger guys. Now, if you're not old enough when I say Jimmy Swagger, you don't know what I'm talking about. Let me just clue you in, okay? Jimmy Swagger, Jim Baker, Marvin Gorman in 1986, 87, they were, I mean, on all of the national news, day after day after day, after financial and sexual impropriety. The three, I mean, massive, you know, organizations. And they were, and so, you know, everybody knew those names. And a bunch of you that are, you know, old enough, you know the names, even if you weren't a church person. But they said, oh, you're one of them Jimmy Swagger guys, huh? And I remember saying, please don't hold that against me or against the church. But you know what people who aren't people of faith love to do? They love to grab a hold of those things, and exactly what Steve Bateman said, it gives them evidence to not pay any attention to the church or to pay any attention to the gospel. And that's so sad. It's just so sad that that's what ends up happening. And so Jesus says, check the fruit, 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 check the fruit. And he says, you'll know the health of the tree. Now, just one last thought here. If you're into a horticulturist, you know, or you're growing fruit trees, and you know that's not always true. You know, you get a bad apple, and you go, wow, it's a bad tree. Because you can have a bad apple on a good tree, right? I mean, you can. And I suppose you can have, and you can, have a good apple on a bad tree. So take the analogy as far as the analogy goes. But part of what Jesus is, and because Jesus is trying to make a point here. Because a farmer who has an apple tree that produces all kinds of good apples, good fruit, but gets one bad apple, he doesn't go, cut the tree down, we got a bad apple. Okay? He does, it's just a bad apple. Okay, it's on the tree. But on the other hand, if you got a tree that produces all kinds of bad apples, and he comes along and goes, that's a tree we got to take out, we got to replant it and put another tree there. And someone could come along and go, no, there's a good apple. I found one good apple on that tree. The farmer says, one good apple won't do it. Okay? One good apple won't do it. So at that point, the tree gets pulled. And so Jesus, again, it's an analogy. It's an analogy, and you can only take analogy so far. So let's all stand together. Now hopefully, there is so much more I want to say to you. So hopefully you'll come back next week. If you can't come back next week, you'll look online. Or if you're like, I'm never really going to listen to that guy again, that's fine. Unless my face pops up on your Facebook page. But I got so much more I want to say. And we live, I was telling Glenn before the service, you know, this whole teaching is different than it was a number of years ago. Because a number of years ago, most people, if they were connected to a church, were connected to a pastor in a community. But along comes radio, and then along comes TV, and along comes internet. And we are connected to all kinds of people teaching all kinds of things that we have no idea about them whatsoever. Next week I'm going to talk about the idea of proximity. If this was important 100 years ago, if this was important 150 years ago, if this was important for Jesus to tell the disciples, it is way, way, way more important today because of the things that can come our way. Everybody with me? It is just, it is, this idea is vital, vital to be a healthy disciple. So I hope you'll come back next week or go to our Facebook page or YouTube and catch what I'm going to finish up. Maybe I'll finish up next week. We'll see. Yeah, just Jacob's over there like, nah, he won't finish next week. We'll see, okay? Father, thank you for your word. And Lord, I know I've only given just a teeny bit of the stuff that I think needs to be said and what I believe you've laid on my heart. And But we are going to encounter some things this week. We're going to see some things that are going to happen. Lord, make us wise.
Yes.
Make us wise, make us wise, make us wise. Yes. Lord, help us to understand even what that looks like. Give us discernment. Lord, that we would not be people who find ourselves following a spiritual leaders that we shouldn't be following. So Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts, Jesus.
Yes.
In your name we pray. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let me make one last comment. And what I'm talking about, because I just talked about 14, I didn't, you know, no names or anything, but 14 mega pastors. It didn't mean, mega pastors aren't the only ones who fall into sin and corruption. Pastors of our churches, our size, smaller than our size, a little larger than our size. I mean, pastors just do. So again, as I said last week, you should be judging my teachings. And you should be judging my fruit. I'm not telling you something, no, do that for everybody else, but don't do it for Pastor Matt. No, you should be doing it for Pastor Matt. You should be doing it for Pastor Daryl. You should be doing it for Pastor Rocky, youth pastor. You should be doing it for Mrs. Chittum, our school administrator. Jesus tells us that the obedient thing to do in regards to spiritual leaders is you judge their fruit. Now, we'll talk about that.